Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score, Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
With that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 6 in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Lynchburg Killcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Well, Gio, a tough one for the Sox last night. They lose it 3-0, only 5 combined hits, but an opportunity to win the series today.
Yeah, no doubt about it, right? This series has been full of just about everything bizarre baseball-wise that you can fathom. You had one end of the stick where you combined for over 20 hits two nights back, and then last night an absolute pitcher's duel, scoreless going into the ninth. Unfortunately for the Sox, Lynchburg caught heat at the right time, and they kind of got all over Red Sox closer Nathaniel Cruz at the end there and were able to jolt in front. The Sox didn't quite have a response offensively in the bottom of the ninth despite Brooks Brannon's triple with one out, and Lynchburg ended up winning the ball game. But it's a new day. Sox with a chance to win this series today, and they get JoJo Ingracia back, number 3 in white, New Jersey, and he toes the rubber.
JoJo Ingracia, fresh off the IL, comes in 3-1 on the 2024 campaign. A 2.03 ERA. This is appearance number 19. Start number 10, does have a save. 53 1/3 innings pitched. 86 strikeouts so far this year to just 17 walks. That is about as good as it gets. First start for JoJo since July 14th, a victory over the Down East Wood Ducks in Kinston. 1-2-3 to start us off for the Hillcats. Here's Tommy Hawk. He's ready. JoJo's ready. And let's do it here in Salem. First pitch is a misser, low and outside. First pitch fastball, and we're underway at 3:08 p.m. Eastern Time here in Southwest VA. 1-0, Lions and Fires. Fastball caught a strike at the knees, and it evens up the count of 1-1. 87 degrees. It is a toasty one here in Salem. 1-1, kicks and deals. He swings and lifts it straightaway center. To his right, Nellie Taylor Jr. is there and makes the catch at high for round number 1. JoJo picking up right where he left off, and there's one down for Welby and Franziska, the starting shortstop.
Yeah, JoJo's been so good for the Red Sox, so good to have him back on the bump. At one point, kind of looked at as the ace of this team.
Comes at first base side, and here's the first pitch. He swings, chops it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. The switch hitter, Franziska, comes through with a one-out base knock, and there is the first base runner of the contest for either side.
Oh, he's the number 11 prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, and he's that for a reason, right? He's had a solid week and adds on to it here with a base knock to get things going. Had 3 hits two nights back last time he played for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 3 singles, and kind of picks up right where he left off.
Here's Luis Morejo. Was 1-for-3 yesterday in the 3-0 victory. First pitch from the belt. Lefty deals. Inside it goes. And the count begins at 1-0. Starting nine for the Hillcats. Tommy Hawk leads off. Well, being Francisco in the two-hole. Luis Morejo hits third. 1-0. Winds and fires. Wave and a miss at the breaking ball. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Christian Knapchek is in the cleanup spot. He's at second. Juan Benjamin hits fifth and plays third. Juan Cesarini is in the sixth hole and plays left. 1-1. Wave and a miss again at the disgusting slider. And it moves the count to 1-2. Barrett Reebok is in right in the seventh spot for the Lynchburg Killcats. Bennett Thompson behind the dish hits eight. Luis Durango in the ninth spot. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him strike three. He made Morejo, who was hitting 317, look silly in that AB. First strikeout for JoJo, and there's two down.
Yeah, and that's the JoJo we're used to, right? The spin rate just unbelievable there. Out of Ingracia, next level stuff, and hopefully the first of many today after a crazy pitcher's duel yesterday that went all the way to the ninth.
Lefty on lefty matchup, here's Christian Knapchek now. From the belt, JoJo glanced to first, kicks and deals. Called a strike. On the slider in her half, and the count begins at nothing and one.
Tell you what, Carter, it is hot.
It is hot
today.
It
is hot.
Especially when it's been on the cooler side
yes.
the last five nights. Throw to first, and a head first slide back in there for Francisca. We'll reset. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Pretty much the same in the infield as yesterday. Marvin Alcantara back at third. Franklin Arias at short. Designs Zanatello at second, throw to first again, and able to scamper back in there is Francisca. Brooks Brannan is down at the first base bag today after being behind the plate yesterday. And then Caden Rose plays left, 0-1, high and tight fastball, and it evens up the count of 1-1. Nelly Taylor Jr., who we, to no surprise, already saw, is in center. Kelvin Diaz plays in right. 1-1. Curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. Runner took off late, and no throw down to second from Andrew Musick. Another delayed steal by the Hillcats. This one belongs to Welby and Francisca. And the potential first run of the contest is now in scoring position. It's 1-2.
Yeah, both teams have been running a little bit, especially in the early portions of the
yes.
ball game this week. Specifically in the first and second inning, trying to get that early jump.
Glance to second, and the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses a hair low. And the count evens up at 2-2. Andrew Musick is behind the plate, and fresh off the IL, JoJo Ingracia, wearing the number 3 in the home whites for the Sox today. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. JoJo from the belt, wides and fires. He swings and drubs it foul, first base side. Knapchek stays alive. The Hillcats are in their navy blue unis with the neon green sleeving and the neon green lettering and numbering as well. Interesting uniform combination between these two sides today.
Yes.
The typical home whites and that look as well. 2-2. Kicks and deals. Way away it goes. And the count fills up at 3-2.
I kind of dig the Hillcats threads,
yeah.
I won't lie.
Yeah.
I'm usually not a fan of a sleeve that's a different color than the rest
yeah.
of the jersey, but I don't know. It's growing on me a little bit.
Richie Arredondo, and now taking off for third. Francisca back to second. Throw there. Not in time. He tried to catch JoJo napping. Looked to third. Danced back to the bag. Threw to Arias, who slapped down the tag just a tad bit too late. And all that for naught. We'll reset.
I could have sworn that they had him.
Me too. All right, Dindo behind the dish. Frank Jones in the field. The 3-2. He curls and unfurls. In the dirt it goes. And there's ball four. So a two-out walk to Knapchek. Sets the Hillcats up first and second. And two down for Juan Benjamin. By the way, mention JoJo. Came in at 86 strikeouts to 17 walks. Have seen a strikeout, but the walks are not something that is a big part of his game. Musick comes out in front of home plate to direct the controls to the infield, laying out some signs. First and second, two down. And Benjamin stands in from the right side. Heading 258, two homers, and 51 ribbies. And Gracia glances back to second, kicks and deals. Inside it goes, gets away, but not far enough away, though, for either runner to advance. And the count starts at 1-0. Music going to come out and have a quick conversation. We mentioned the new uniform number for JoJo and Gracia, now sporting the number 3. Brooks Brannon moves to number 5. And the number 48 has been left vacant. And actually, check that. Calvin Bickerstaff is wearing number 48 for the Salem Red Sox, who we saw pitch yesterday. One ball, no strikes from the bell. He curls and unfurls. He swings, drubs it slowly down the third base line, but foul. And it evens up the count of 1-1. So Alcantara back in there at third. Antonio Anderson is back in the starting lineup tonight. He's the designated hitter. Fraley Encarnacion still sits. 1-1. Comes to the first base side. Kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper. Into the mid of Andrew Musin on the slider. And just like that, it's 1-2. Just in case, Ryan Cesarini awaits in the on-deck circle as Benjamin calls time. Starting third baseman for the Hillcats was 0-for-4 yesterday in the 3-0 Lynchburg win. One ball, two strikes. Long looking. Lefty deals. Check swing, breaking ball in the dirt, and he did not go around, evening up the count of 2-2. So deuces go mega wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. First and second for the Lynchburg Hillcats, trying to strike early on.
Mega wild, eh?
Ah, mega wild. Twos across the board.
There you go.
The 2-2 from the belt, glance to second, kicks and deals. He swings, chops to left side, but foul again. And Benjamin continues to put together a very nice at-bat. JoJo and Gracia, the former 14th round pick by the Boston Red Sox in 2023 out of Cal State Fullerton. And he has done nothing but impress down here in Salem. 2-2. Comes set. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Second of the day for JoJo and Gracia. And he posts a 0 here in the top of the first. To the home half we go in Salem, scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless in Game 6 of this six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. 1-2-3 goes in the Red Sox order. First cracks of this one here on this Sunday afternoon. It goes Franklin Arias, Nazan Zinitello, and Antonio Anderson. Yervis Alfaro is the pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats, making his second start of the week for the Hillcats. First pitch, winds and fires, misses high and away on the fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. Alfaro got the start on Tuesday in an 8-7 loss. 1-0, he swings, smacks it up the middle, on two, hops his snap check, gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one.
He crushed it.
Scolded it off the bat. 105.
Yeah, just hit right to a defender, and that's kind of happened to him quite a few times in the last couple of days, it feels like, Carter. Well-hit baseballs, hit right to a defender. Those are going to get through. Those are going to get through eventually here.
So Alfaro, between the DSL and the single-A level, is 2-1 so far this season. First pitch, and Zenitello sees it low and outside as the count begins at 1-0. A 3.76 ERA, 14 appearances, 11 starts, 1-0. He swings and pummels it high in the air. Left center field, coming in Luis Durango. He's there. This is an adventure, but he makes the catch route number two.
It's always a little sticky when that I call it the triangle, right?
Yeah.
It starts to converge with the 3 points coming in, your left fielder, your shortstop, and your center fielder, and they're all trying to communicate. They did a nice job there, but it's always dangerous when they all start to kind of converge on each other with that ball up in the air.
So here's Antonio Anderson. First start for him since Wednesday. First pitch, he swings, rips it right side on a hop, his snap check, flips over to first, and there's out number three. That was a quick one. Five pitches is all it took for Yervis Alfaro. As the Sox go 3-3 down, and to the second we go in Salem. Still scoreless here at the ballpark. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, JoJo Ingracia's day was a quick one, as his scoreless frame is all he gets here this afternoon, as Danny Kerwin now toes the rubber for the Salem Red Sox. He comes in at 4-1 on the 2024 campaign, a 3.07 ERA, 17 appearances, 4 starts, 58 and 2/3 innings pitched, 58 strikeouts to 21 walks. So the free agent pickup out of Ryder comes out of relief today, and he will likely be a bulk guy following up JoJo Ingracia. 6-7-8 it goes in the Hillcats order. Ryan Cesarini, Barrett Reebok, and Bennett Thompson. And the order for Lynchburg. First pitch from Danny Kerwin from the bell. Kicks and deals. First pitch is called a strike outside corner of the knees. And the count starts at 0-1. Ryan Cesarini hitting .333 to start his professional career. No homers. And 4 RBIs. 0-1, kicks and deals. Same spot, caught a strike again. Anthony is, and it's now 0-2. Danny Kerwin can pound the strike zone as well. No doubt about that. That is what is giving him more and more opportunities down here in Salem. 0-2, kicks and deals. He swings and drubs it foul. Kind of a half-hearted swing that rolls down the first baseline. And Cesarini stays alive. Well, the Sox are currently 2 back in first place in the Carolina League North. They are hoping for a victory today and a Fredericksburg loss. 0-2, check swing, breaking ball in the dirt, and they will not appeal it. So it's now 1-2. Despite losing last night to the Hillcats, Fredericksburg also fell on the road to the Columbia Fireflies. So the Sox are still two back of first and a big game today. 1-2, he swings and chops it foul. Once again, back to the backstop, and Cesarini stays alive. 13 games left to go in the regular season, and it's now crunch time here in Salem. 1-2. Winds and fires. He swings, rolls it up the middle. It hits off the second base bag and goes into right center. Cesarini turns to second. Now he pumps the brakes and races back to the bag. That is just a bad break for Danny Kerwin because Franklin Arias was waiting for it behind the bag at short.
Yeah, that's just an unfortunate carom. He was all over that one, and it's one of those that you're going to take all day long, though, if you're Cesarini and the Hillcats here, because it's a leadoff hit and sets the table a little bit here. Second hit of the day for the Hillcats.
So in steps Barrett Reebok from the left side. Cesarini leads off a first after the leadoff single. Long look in from Kerwin. He dangles the right arm. Comes set from the belt. Third base side. Winds and fires. Inside it goes. And the count begins at 1-0. So the Sox at 64-55 overall and 30-23 in the second half of play need a Fredericksburg loss today and a victory. If that happens, first the 1-0. Runner takes off. It misses outside. Throw down to second will be not in time on a hop. Andrew Musin had to go to the other batter's box to secure it, but actually he reached into the zone to snag it. So Richie Arredondo, a late strike call. The count's even up at 1-1, but Cesarini with a stolen bat. Kind of stole first, too, a little bit, if you really want to get technical, after a bouncy ball off the second base back. 1-1. Righty deals. Outside it goes, and it's now 2-1. So if the Sox win today and Fredericksburg loses, they're now just a game back of first place before you hit the road for six over the Delmarva Shorebirds. And then at home, 2-1, called a strike outside corner, just below the belt, and it's now 2-2. And then you got six to finish against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's really, at this point, the Sox and the Fred Nats in the second half race. 2-2, glance to second. Righty delivers. He swings, muscles it left side. It's through for a base hit. Past the leaping Alcantara. To third goes Cesarini. Reebok in between first and second. Nobody's covering the first base bag. And they're now going to run him back. Alcantara is just going to dance down the first base line, and now time's called. And I'm not really sure why, because Cesarini was off the first base bag. Nonetheless, a little bit of a circus there. Opposite field single, and now first and third with nobody out for Bennett Thompson. I mean, I kid you not, folks. Like, Cesarini was about halfway between first and second. Arias had charged in the cutoff man, but nobody was covering the first base bag, so he was just waiting for somebody to approach him. First pitch to Thompson, throw to first instead, not in time. But after the Fireflies beat the Fred Nats last night 4-0, you put yourself once again in a good position, even after a loss. First pitch, runner takes off, misses inside, throw down to second, not in time. Runner darts for the plate, throw is high, and it's not there. Double still for the Hillcats as Cesarini crosses, and Lynchburg has just created this run in the second. It's 1-0. It was a ball to Bennett Thompson, so the count's 1-0. Stolen bag for Reebok. A little surprised the Sox threw through. And Cesarini is able to steal the play. Throw was high, but I don't think it would have mattered. 1-0 to Thompson. Comes to third base side. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Will Howe, bless his heart, our video production manager has just come in our booth and has stolen my popcorn bucket for the third consecutive night. Chow down, Will. Chow down. 1-1. Righty deals. Swing and a miss. Just the count to 1-2. But so anyway, about the standings. You look at things overall, and the Fred Nats with a two-game lead over the Sox. 1-2, in the dirt it goes, and a nice pick on the backhand by Muset. It's 2-2. The Mudcats are still in the picture. They're 2.5 back, but they also won the first half crown. So they're in the postseason. So Fredericksburg, or Salem likely, 2-2. He swings and chops it down the third baseline, foul. And Thompson spoils it and stays alive. Salem or Fredericksburg, whoever wins the second half race, will host game one of the divisional series on Wednesday, September the 11th. 2-2, glance to second. Curls and unfurls. He swings, chops to third base side, charging out Contra, gloves at the hip, looks to second, throw to first, is in time, throw to third, tack but down, not there. He slightly glanced to the second base bag, threw across to first. Thompson retired on the 5-3, and darting for the third base bag at the last possible second, Barrett Reebok. It's a heads-up play by the Hillcats starting right fielder, and now a potential second run is 90 feet away with one down, as here comes Juan Rivera. But yeah, I mean, the Hillcats are five back, but you feel like at this point for Lynchburg, that's going to take something special with 13 games left and five back. Like, that is going to be a tough hill to climb. The Mudcats are in, so if assuming Salem or Fredericksburg does win the second half, that winner will host game one of the divisional round on Wednesday, September the 11th. And then they'll hit the road for two games against the Carolina Mudcats. Game two will be on that Thursday. And then the, if necessary, game three will take place on Friday, September 13th. So a single, and a bounce out. And here's Luis Durango now as the infield draws in. Off the third Reebok from the bell, Danny Kerwin. Winds and fires. Inside it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. So one run is already in on the double steal. And then moving to third on the 5-3. Reebok still 90 feet away. 1-0. In the dirt it goes. And it shifts the count to 2-0. Durango hitting 280. No homers. 14 RBIs. Didn't play yesterday. But back on Friday, it was 2-for-4, 2 singles. 2-0, swing and a tipper into the mitt of Andrew Muset. And it moves the count to 2-1. And the 9-hole for the Lynchburg Hillcats trying to split this 6-game set. And now a balk is called. How about that? That is the 4th balk we've seen this week. The 2nd to score a run, Danny Kerwin the culprit. As Reebok crosses, and it's now 2-0.
Oh, boy. Taking another look here on MILB TV. And
2-1. He swings and strokes it into left. Moving back is Rose on the track, comes in front of it, and makes the head-eye catch, round number 2. Caden Rose, the rehabber from High A Greenville, out in left today. And just like that, there's 2 down.
We had to bail on the replay. The pitch was coming. Shout out to everybody in the room.
I was
sure
looking,
the panic button was hit.
Well, it was for me, too. I was glancing at the monitor, and I hear the crack of the bat.
Cut the feed. Cut the feed.
Ready, program one.
Top of the lineup for the Hillcats now. Here's Tommy Hawk. First pitch from the bell. Check swing, and he went around, according to Richie Arredondo, as the count starts at 0-1. Hawk over one with a flyout. He carries a 20-game on-base streak into this Sunday afternoon contest. A one. Just misses a hair load away. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Just in case, Welby and Francisca is on deck. 2 runs have crossed in the inning for the Hillcats. 1-1. He swings and strokes it into left center. To his left, Caden Rose at the track, at the wall, and he holds it in head high for out number 3. But Two runs crossed for the Hillcats as they now lead it 2-0 as we head to the home half of the second. Step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to the Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox trail the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 4-5-6 it goes in the Red Sox order. Brooks Brannan, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Andrew Musa as the right-hander. Yarby Salfaro is back on the bump for his second inning of work. Righty on righty matchup to start the frame. First pitch to Brannan, and he winds and fires. First pitch is a miss or low away on the fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. Brooks hitting 257. He tripled yesterday, 1-0. Swing and a miss at the slider, and it evens up the count at 1-1. He tripled yesterday in the bottom of the ninth, just one of two hits for the Red Sox on Saturday night. 1-1. Just misses, load away. Once again on the fastball, below the knees, and it's now 2-1. Was 1-for-3 with a walk as well. 2-1. He swings, drubs it foul, third base side. Off the fencing of the Salem dugout. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Brooks playing first base today for the Red Sox after catching last night. 2-2. Low and away. Count fills up at 3-2. Now, Faro, we were talking about him before his 5-pitch first inning. He started on Tuesday against the Red Sox. 3-2. Outside again. And there's ball 4. So a leadoff walk to Brooks to start the frame. And it gives way to Nelly Taylor Jr., the center fielder.
Well, you want to avoid that 1-2-3 inning, right, offensively. And the Sox have done that. Now got the leadoff man aboard. Always a good place to start.
So Nelly digs in from the left side, hitting 227. 6 homers and 45 ribbies. First pitch from the belt, rocks and fires. He swings and pops it up, left side of the infield, but this will fall foul, and the count's now nothing and one. So back to Alfaro. Back on Tuesday, it did not go well for the right-hander out of Venezuela. You look at his final line, 0-1 from the stretch, outside it goes, skipping in the dirt, and it evens up the count of 1-1. 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs. They were earned. Also yielded a homer to this guy, Nelly Taylor Jr. 1-1. High fastball caught a strike. Top of the zone. And it moves the count to a ball and 2 strikes. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts for Alfaro. Now making just his 4th appearance at the single A level. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing, get a miss. Got him strike 3. First of the day for Alfaro. And there's one down for Andrew Musa. His numbers in single A this season, in three appearances and three starts, a 5.11 ERA, 12 and a third innings pitched, 10 strikeouts to 5 walks. Righty on righty matchup. Comes to the third base side. Kicks and yells. High and inside it goes on the fastball. And the count begins at 1-0. Andrew Muse at the starting catcher is hitting 241. No homers and 2 RBIs. Had a day off last night. Glance to first. And the 1-0. High and in once again. A carbon copy of the previous pitch. And it's now 2-0. 2-0 the Sox trail. Home after the second in Salem. Salem with a victory will win the 6-game set. Lynchburg is looking for the split. 2-0. Rocks and fires. Called a strike. Inside corner at the knees. And it's now 2-1. Still seeking its first base hit of the contest as well. Brooks Brannon at first is the lone base runner so far. The 2-1. Throw to first and a head first slide back in there for Brooks. We'll reset. And the Sox have yet to win a series against the Lynchburg Hillcats the entirety of the year. Lost 5-6 here in Salem in April. And then once again in Lynchburg in May. 2-1. High and in on the slider. And it shifts the count to 3-1. And then you go to Lynchburg once again in July. And the Sox were playing better baseball at the time. But they split. So Salem looking for its first series victory over the Hillcats this season. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fills the count up at 3-2. Alfaro pitched to a 3.38 ERA with the ACL Guardians down in Arizona. Just 20 years old out of Venezuela. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Brooks down at first. He winds and fires. Runner takes off. He swings. Lines to left side. It's caught by Benjamin. Throws across to first, and this will be an easy-peasy double play. That's the risk you take when you put the runner in motion. But a worthy risk for the Sox, as Musit hit it hard off the barrel of the bat at 97. But Benjamin snipes at it, and Brooks standing at the second base bag is dead to rights as it was just a mere lob down to first. To the third we go in Salem. 2-0. The Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox trail the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us for our final 3:05 p.m. game here on a Sunday afternoon. Still one more Sunday game, but that game will take place at 1 o'clock for the regular season finale between the Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-3-4 goes in the Hillcats order. Here's Welby and Francisca. Turns around and will hit from the left side. First pitch from Kerwin. He swings and flies it. Left side of the infield. Charging in Marvin Alcantara on the edge of the grass will make the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out. And here's Luis Marejo, the first baseman. By the way, Mr. Hader.
Yes,
as
sir.
You know. But for everybody listening at home, we start school tomorrow. Classes resume tomorrow. The summer is over.
I have class at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is not, like,
not
early,
terrible.
Early by any means, but, like, summer is over, man.
It is over. Here's Luis Marejo. First pitch. Slider that just misses the top of the zone, and Kerwin wanted it. Count starts at 1-0.
I got to tell you, the last thing I want to do is go to class tomorrow.
Me too. But we got to do it, my friend, unfortunately. One more year.
Uno más.
1-0. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count of 1-1. Uno más, yes, absolutely. No, I mean, it's... it'll be... We only got one more homestand, but it'll be different. I mean, we're just used to coming to the ballpark and doing whatever in the summertime, but classes resume. 1-1. He swings. Chops it down the third baseline. Foul. Backhanded stab by Alcantara, but to no avail. And it's now 1-2.
You know, that was probably the last thing that the school communications wanted me to say, as this is a partnership with them at Virginia
Tech.
True. And I said, I don't want to go to class tomorrow.
1-2 from the belt. Winds and fires. Check swing, and he definitely went around. The second time today, Luis Marejo has looked absolutely silly against both JoJo and Gracia and Danny Kerwin. That is his first K of the day. And there's two down for Christian Knapchak. A half-hearted swing on that slider on the lower half, and Marejo absolutely committed to it. Here's Knapchak, righty on lefty matchup. First pitch, he swings, rips it into left. Caden Rose on the run is there and makes the catch for out number three. Quick one here in the top of the third as Danny Kerwin retires them in order. We move to the home half in Salem. 2-0, the Sox trail on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third in Salem. 2-0. The Red Sox trail the Lynchburg Killcats in game number 6 of this 6-game set. 7-8-9 to go in the Sox order. Caden Rose, Marvin Alcantara, and Kelvin Diaz against the right-hander Yarvi Alfaro. Back on for his third inning of work. He has held the Sox hitless so far in the contest. The Red Sox looking to win the 6-game set, while the Hillcats are looking for the split. The Sox were winners on Tuesday before falling on Wednesday and then winning again Thursday and Friday. All three victories, by the way, via the walk-off in this series, and then a pitcher's duel last night ends the way in favor, I should say, of the Lynchburg Hillcats in a 3-0 victory over the Sox. Here's Rose from the right side, rehabbing from High A Greenville. He was 1-for-4 in his Salem debut back on Friday. First pitch, misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Caden Rose also had an RBI back on Friday, just his second game with the Salem Sox. 1-0, he swings and pops it up down the right field line. Giving it a look is Marejo, and this will fall way foul. Evens up the count at 1-1. All right, we're talking about school and everything, and going back to class tomorrow. By the way, we have class for a full week, and this week, weekend, I should say, we're going to be in Nashville.
Indeed.
For Virginia Tech going to Vanderbilt. 1-1. High fastball. Called a strike at the top of the zone. And it shifts the count to 1-2. We're going to be in Nashville for Virginia Tech's season opener at Vanderbilt. Working that one at First Bank Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. 1-2. He swings and tips it foul off the mitt of Bennett Thompson. And Rose stays alive.
And I'm going to be a big boy.
I know. Turning 21 in Nashville this Saturday. It's going to be a great weekend.
I'm only there for the football game.
1-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the inside corner. Rose retired on strikes. That is number two on the day for Alfaro. And it gives way to Marvin Alcantara, the third baseman.
Oh, Marv coming up and see if he can get something sparked for the Sox. Yesterday, kind of a rare 0-for-4 day for him, right? I mean, look, nobody was hitting the ball a day ago. But Marv's been efficient all series.
First pitch, caught a strike, top of the zone. And the count starts at nothing and one.
Two-hit night the night before that. Couple of nights before that, Alcantara with a three-hit night. I mean, he's been there this series.
0-1, wave and a miss. Slider in the dirt, inner half, and quickly shifts the count to nothing at two. Yeah, just two hits for the Sox yesterday. 0-2, he swings, rips it right side. It's through for a base hit. Right on cue. Opposite field single for Marvin Alcantara. The first hit for the Sox today. And it gives way to Kelvin Diaz with a runner at first and just one down.
And that's what he does, right? He's a singles hitter, and you'll take that. Get him on base, still just one out, sets it up for the bottom of the order, then you flip it back to the top.
Diaz, the starting right fielder, hitting 203. Homer and four RBIs. First pitch, kicks and deals. Called a strike. Outer half, top of the zone. Richie Arredondo says it's in there. And the count's nothing in one. Diaz had a day off yesterday, but back on Friday was 1-for-3. Throw to first is high, but able to snare it is Luis Marejo. And we'll reset. He was 1-for-3, but had a game-tying two-run double in the second. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Inside it goes, and it evens up the count at 1-1. A game-tying two-run double. Also in that one, had an RBI walk. And the walk-off win for the Sox. 1-1. Glance to first. Kicks and deals. Runner takes off. Misses high away. Throw it on to second. Will be not in time. And a leaping grab by Christian Knapchek keeps the ball from going into straightaway center. It's a stolen bag for Alcantara. And now a potential first run of the contest is in scoring position. That was a 9-8 victory for the Salem Red Sox in that roller coaster of a game here in Salem. 2-1 to Kelvin Diaz. Look to second from the bell. Aims and fires. He swings and rips it. Straightaway center. Moving back Luis Durango. Creeps in and will make the catch round number two. Alcantara will bluff. Head back to second. And there's now two down for the top. So here's Franklin Arias. 0-for-1 today. He bounced out to Christian Knapchek back in the first. Yervis Alfaro looking to post his third consecutive zero on this Sunday afternoon. First pitch. Looked to second. Winds and fires. Caught a strike, inner half of the knees. Count starts at nothing and one. Mentioned Arias today. He was also 0-for-4 yesterday, but did have two hits on Friday in that victory for the Sox. Peeled back to second, but able to scamper back in safely as Alcantara will reset. What a dichotomy of two games. You have 28 hits on Friday combined, and then five yesterday. 0-1. High and away it goes. And it evens up the count of 1-1. 28 combined hits in a 9-8 victory for the Red Sox, and then five combined hits in a 3-0 loss last night. Alcantara waits off a second. 1-1 to Arias. Wines and fires. He swings and flies it foul down the right field line. And it moves the count to 1-2. Just in case, Nizan Zinatello is on deck. He's the second baseman. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sox trail it 2-0. And the righty deals. He swings, lines it right side. It's through for a base hit. Around third, Alcantara. He's going to come in and score with these. RBI single Franklin Arias. And it's now 2-1. 98 off the bat. And the Sox are within a run.
That's big time right there, Carter. Two strikes against Arias and two gone. He's able to deliver. He had a well-hit baseball earlier. Ended up lining out right to the hot corner. This time he puts it through, hits it where they aren't. And now the Sox cut it down to just a run.
Here's Nizan, 0-1 with a flyout. Arias at first. First pitch from the bell. He curls and unfurls. Called a strike. Fastball in her half of the knees. And the count starts at 0-1. Line drive through the right side that actually kind of died in the grass. No play for Barrett Reebok out there in right. 0-1. Righty deals. Top of the zone, but just above it, according to Richie Arredondo on the slider. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Antonio Anderson resides in the on-deck circle. One ball, one strike. Comes to third base side. Throws to first. And have for scamper back in there for Arias. Zanatello's flyout in the first was part of a 3-up, 3-down frame. Trying to add on here in the third. The pitch, high and tight fastball. And it moves the count to 2-1. Sox are within a run after the RBI single by Franklin Arias has made it 2-1. And now Design trying to extend the inning. 2-1 from the bell. Wines and fires. High and away it goes on the fastball. Way upstairs. And it's now 3-1 as the throw goes over to second. But backing up is Christian Knapcheck. Well, if you walk Zanatello, you're going to put runners at first and second and a runner in scoring position for Anderson, who is waiting to make his return to the lineup with a bang after being sidelined since Wednesday. 3-1. Just misses low and away by a hair on the fastball. A five-pitch walk, and indeed, first and second, two down now for Double A. Well, what an opportunity for Anderson. You've had to sit the last three games. Returns to the lineup as the designated hitter. And a base hit now could tie this puppy up. First pitch. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped it into the mid of Bennett Thompson. And the count begins at 0-1. Anderson bounced out back in the second, a slow roller to Christian Knapcheck down at the second base bag. 0-1, comes to third base side, and offers. Just misses low and away. On the slider, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Anderson hitting 186, 5 homers and 31 ribbies. One ball, one strike. He curls and unfurls. He swings, lines it up the middle. What a stop by Francisca. Throws to first. It's in time for out number three. He took away an RBI single for Anderson. Scooped it on the short hop. Slid as well. And the throw across his body was well in time for the third out of the frame. Another look on MILB TV. That's as good as it gets to retire this side. But the Sox get a run. RBI single, Franklin Arias, and we shift to the fourth here in Salem. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Five combined hits between the Red Sox and the Hillcats with Lynchburg on top 2-1. It matches yesterday's total. And ready to take us through the middle frames on play-by-play duty, here is Mr. Giovanni Hader.
I appreciate it, Carter. It goes 5-6-7 in the order for the Hillcats. And the first pitch to Juan Benjamin, slowly rolled right side, gloved by Zanatello, and a short lob to first is in time for out number one. Well, that'll get you going. Already one pitch, one out for now the second frame in a row. That's exactly how things started back in the third frame for Danny Kerwin. One pitch, one out. He does it again here to get us going in the fourth. Brings up Ryan Cesarini now, back-to-back lefties in the first pitch. Is a breaking ball taken outside, and the count now 1-0. It's a hot one today after we've been kind of treated to cool, chilly, fall-like weather this week. Cranked it up a notch on a Sunday, the 1-0. Misses down and away, and the count now 2 balls. No strikes for Cesarini, who is 1-for-1 today. A base hit last time around in the second. He ended up stealing home on a double steal to score the first run of the ball game.
Yeah, quite the way to kick off this one in the second. And then a box scores.
2-0. He swings and tips it. A roller to the backstop. 2-1.
A box scores Barrett Reebok, I should say. Excuse me. That's how the two runs have crossed for the Hillcats. Not a single hit involved. Instead, it was a double steal and a balk. The baseball bingo card.
2-1. Fastball misses just upstairs and away at 94 on the gun. 3 balls and a strike now for Cesarini.
The baseball bingo card is full this week.
It is. I mean, you have had everything you could expect. 3-1. Breaking ball doubted in. It's a 5-pitch walk. And Cesarini takes first. One gone, runner off of first, and a 2-1 lead for the Hillcats here in the top of four. You've had 20 or more hits in a game. You've had as little as 5 combined hits in a game. You have had pitcher's duels, scoring outbursts. You've had big innings. You've had 12 consecutive batters retired. Here's Garrett Reebok from the left side. And the first pitch. Runner takes off from first. Pitch called a strike. Throw through to second is not in time. And a stolen bag for Cesarini. The count's 0-1. You've had defensive web gems, and you've had diving catches in the outfield. You've had a home run hit off the tippy top of the wall with nowhere else to go and deflect back into the field of play. 0-1 to Reebok, and a breaking ball hit foul down the line into the air, 0-2. You have had pitchers get blown up on, and you've had pitchers be outstanding.
The Friday game alone could have filled out a bingo card. When you're tied at 5 going into the bottom of the 8th after going back and forth, you put up a 3-spot at the end of your 10, a bases clearing double, gives you an 8-5 lead.
0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit to the right side, slowly into the glove of Zanatello. He tosses it back over to second. In there safely is Cesarini. There's now 2 away.
So that happens, and then the Hillcats tie the game up in the top of the 9th. And then you go on a wild play, by the way. First and third, one down, a chopper to the right side. Albert Feliz fields it, throws home. It sails high, and because it does and goes to the backstop, because it doesn't go to the backstop, one runner who was at second base did not advance, and then the hitter had rounded first and headed to second. So two runners were at second base, and after a couple rundowns of bad base running, there was a double play. It still tied the game, and then the Red Sox win it in the bottom of the inning.
Here's Bennett Thompson, sizzles it on the hopper to the left side, scooped up by Arias, throw to first in time for out number three. 6-3, Kerwin walks one, sits him down in four in the fourth, and Lynchburg stays in front, 2-1. You were saying, Carter?
No, and then you win the game in the bottom of the ninth on an RBI single, but essentially a drop pop-up over at second base. And you kind of have to score a single based on how, you know, the two collided,
sure.
Christian Knapchek and Ryan Cesarini. But yeah, a wild one is what I'm trying to say. So continuing today, though, for sure.
No doubt about it. We go to the home half of four, trailing by a run after this on MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the fourth here in Salem. 2-1, Lynchburg in front. It goes 4-5-6 for the Sox. Brooks Brannon, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Andrew Musitt. Ready on righty matchup in the first pitch to Brooks. It's a fastball down and away. Counts 1-0. Brannon aboard so far today. He walked in the second. Ended up being thrown out, though, part of a double play. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Clips the top of the zone. 1-1.
So yeah, it was. Oh, I'm go ahead. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with baseball, so please go ahead.
Oh, just kind of a wild play, the 1-1. He swings and cranks it. Left side up over the diving glove of Francisca. A base hit for Brandon. Lead off knock here in the fourth.
Well, do you remember? It does relate to baseball. Do you remember late June, the Fredericksburg Nationals came to town and they went back to back to back? I believe it was Brandon Pimentel, in no particular order, Elijah Green, and Royce Marquintana. I remember that
Yes, well, late June. Yeah.
It was a day game. I think it was the Sunday game.
Here's Nellie Taylor Jr., first pitch, fastball outside, 1-0.
Well, that just happened for the second time this season. I'm trying to see who it was, but I just saw back-to-back-to-back home runs. Well,
They're a group.
So those three are...
No. Oh. I'm saying at the big league level, okay. Only happened for the second time this season.
Gotcha. 1-0. He swings and drives it high into the air, shallow right, just outside of the infield. Now actually blowing back into the infield and making the catch is the shortstop, Francisca, for out number one.
Yeah, the wind is gusting today. You can see the flag out there in center.
I mean, the players were backed up outside of the infield and came back into the dirt.
Let's see who it was. I just saw back-to-back-to-back home runs for the second time this year. Oh, my gosh.
What?
This is bad. This is a Red Sox broadcast.
Oh, no. Here's Andrew Musitt from the right side. And the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Are you going to tell me it was
Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton all went back-to-back-to-back?
Oh, good Lord.
Second time in baseball it's happened this year.
That's literally like Miami Heat big three. breaking ball down and away, 1-1.
I felt bad when I saw it was the Yankees. I just saw back-to-back-to-back home runs, and I looked it up, and there it was.
Well, why don't you tell everybody why the Yankees is so active on your Twitter feed, pal? Ball and a strike for Andrew Musit. Here's the pitch. He knifes it foul. 1-2.
Well, we were actually having this conversation with Blair, the assistant GM here in Salem.
True.
I grew up in Blacksburg, and which is just on the road. And then growing up, the Salem Red Sox were here. But what was so cool is you had the Boston Red Sox organization nearby, but you also had the New York Yankees organization nearby.
That's right.
In Pulaski, Virginia, the Rookie League affiliate was the Pulaski Yankees. She used to work for the Pulaski Yankees, so I still follow some Yankee accounts from going to some Pulaski games.
Sure.
And there we go. Pops up on my Twitter feed.
Ball and two strikes. Pick off over to first. Brandon back in there safely head first. Hey, you've seen some cool players go through there as well, no?
Yeah. I think Anthony Volpe played there. Shortstop now for the Yankees.
Nestor Cortez
played there. I reference him a lot on these broadcasts because I did see him play there.
1-2. Fastball high. 2-2.
Very fortunate because you saw those guys play in Pulaski, which is actually about an hour 15 from here. It's 45 minutes the other direction from Blacksburg. This is 45 minutes
this direction.
In the Roanoke direction.
Yep.
Going north, but coming here though was insane. And seeing
2-2 runner goes, this is launched out into left field, gonna stay in the yard for Cesarini. He's in front of the track, makes the head high catch. Brooks retreats back to first, and there's two away.
Coming here though, and we talk about it all the time, it's kind of a crutch for us, but coming to games in Salem and seeing some of the names play here when you knew they were going to be legit at the time was, like, really, really cool. Growing up in the middle of nowhere, Southwest Virginia, to see that 40 minutes one direction and then in the pinstripes in the other direction, that was pretty neat.
See, I was kind of – I didn't appreciate it at the time because here's a pickoff to first. Brandon in there safely. Caden Rose, by the way, digging in from the right side. Struck out looking his first time up. He's 0-1. I – was not as into baseball. I think that's well documented at this point. Growing up playing lacrosse in central New York. Here's the first pitch to Rose. Fastball down and away, 1-0. Now I would consider myself a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
It's funny how life changes like that.
Thomas Rhett said that too.
Yeah.
We were listening to that song.
There you go.
Today.
There you go. But, I mean, the magnitude of guys. I mean, I lived in a Triple-A city, the 1-0. Fastball snares the top of the zone, 1-1. And the magnitude of guys that had come through there, you know, I didn't appreciate at the time, but I didn't even really realize that. I saw Strasburg pitch there.
Yeah.
You know.
DeGrom
came.
Right?
I understood the magnitude of that. And no, that was in Syracuse, 1-1. Breaking ball upstairs for a strike, top of the zone, 1-2. Because that was a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
And I had never seen the place so packed to see DeGrom pitch. But, like, Harper was there for a couple of weeks on the way up. I wasn't around for this, but Deion Sanders played for the Syracuse Chiefs, which is, like, super cool. They used to have to sneak him out the back so that he could, like, get into his limo and get away without being absolutely
mobbed by autograph seekers.
They used to
have
to
wanting pictures.
That's the story I've heard anyways. The 1-2 runner takes off. Breaking ball misses down and away. And a stolen bag for Brooks Brennan. Puts the runner in scoring position with two gone and now makes this opportunity a little bit more fruitful here for Caden Rose.
Oh, fruitful, yes.
Just one lone RBI on the season at single A. That's because he's here on a rehab assignment this week in Salem. 2-2 on the way. And a breaking ball called strike three. Fell off a cliff at the top of the zone and Brandon is stranded at second. Lynchburg stays in front, 2-1. We go to the fifth after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a Sunday afternoon here in Salem. 9-1-2, due up in the Lynchburg order. It's Luis Durango, Tommy Hawk, and Welbin Francisca. The Hillcats with a 2-1 advantage over the Red Sox. Danny Kerwin on the bump, ready to hurl now his fourth inning of work. Jojo Ingracia coming fresh off the IL, ended up with the start for the Sox. He sat him down in five, surrendered just one base hit and a walk, struck out two, but his outing was short. Again, they're trying to work him back, and Kerwin looking to go the distance through the middle of the ball game today. Luis Durango from the left side, he is 0-for-1 with a fly out to left field. And the first pitch, it's a breaking ball that misses downstairs, the count now 1-0. Durango hitting .278, has 14 RBI. Strangely enough, though, has yet to homer this season. The 1-0, he snatches this one to the right side past the diving glove of Brandon, and it's a base hit to lead things off for the Hillcats here in the fifth.
Wow, Danny Kerwin now has really settled into this ball game. But a bottom-of-the-order single can set the table for the Hillcats to get some things going and increase their lead, especially at the top with Tommy Hawk coming up, who, by the way, carries a 20-game on-base streak, and he has not reached yet today. He's 0-for-2.
He has sort of cooled down the last couple of games somewhat, kept the on-base streak alive by walking yesterday, did not register a hit. He is 0-for-2 today with a pair of flyouts, but earlier this series, scorching hot, had a 2-for-3 day with a walk, had a game in which he went 3-for-5, started the game, here's a pickoff to first, and in there safely is Durango. Started the game with a double, then in the next at-bat smashed a triple. When it was all said and done, was just shy of the cycle. Had a base hit, double, and a triple, was a home run shy of the cycle, and the first pitch misses downstairs, the count 1-0.
By the way, the Sox fell to the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5 today.
That's all three.
Oh, they did get swept, that's right.
It's starting to get gloomy as far as that playoff picture goes. The 1-0 runner takes off, called a strike, throw through, not even close. And a great jump for Luis Durango to steal a bag. So now the runner in scoring position. Lynchburg already leading it 2-1. Nobody out, 1-1 the count. At the top of the order, Tommy Hawk. Welbin Francisca is on deck. Luis Morejo is in the hole. From the belt, Kerwin kicks and deals, 1-1. Runner goes once again. This is knife through the left side of the infield. Nobody was even close to home. Run comes in his score. Hawk stops at first. And with that runner in motion, he was going to score with ease. Durango crosses home. It's 3-1 Lynchburg.
I mean, can we take a moment? I get we're the Salem broadcasters, but can we appreciate that play that we just saw? Marvin Alcantara is playing in on the grass down at third. And because of that, Durango saw an opportunity to steal the bag. And he was going to be safe because Alcantara was way so far off. And once he took off, to your point, once Alcantara covered, the left side was wide open, and Hawk shot it right through for a base knock. I mean, that is like perfectly executed baseball.
Pickoff over to first, and Hawk's back in there. Brings up Welbin Francisca. He is 1-for-2 with a base hit and a stolen bag in the first. Yeah, that is some of the best, baseball I've seen.
That play right there is as good as it gets.
That was exquisite, if you will. Pickoff again to first. They're worried about Tommy. Francisca still awaiting the first pitch as Hawk is back in there safely once more.
I mean, that is the type of play right there that gets you a special shout-out in the clubhouse after the game or is magnified by the Hillcat staff and the Guardians organization.
First pitch, runner takes off, misses down and away, throw through, and this trickles into center field. Hawk was going to be in there safely anyways. Now he gets an extra 90 to third. The Sox starting to unravel a little bit here defensively. Already trailing 3-1, nobody out. Another run just 90 feet out.
And the second stolen base of the inning. And then Itu and Andrew Muset moves him to third, so the info draws in now.
And the 1-0 to Francisco. He swings, scolds it right side, deflects off the mitt of Brandon. It's gobbled up by Zanatello, who lost it, and then getting there is Arias. So Hawk, because of the chaos in the infield with the ball, he actually stays put at third. And aboard is Francisco with what I would rule, I guess, a base hit.
Yeah,
but we'll see if they give it an error.
It is a base hit on Francisco.
It's a tough play.
Excuse me, for Francisco. It's a very tough play, especially hit that hard.
It did hit Brooks's mitt, but 101 off the bat, infield playing in.
Yeah. Now the corners remain in, and actually Alcantara now behind the bag. Middle infield plays back, hoping to spin the double play.
Here's Luis Marejo. Pick off over to first, and in there safely is Francisco. They're worried about him running.
Yeah.
And they're still running all over him, despite the caution.
He
has
a stolen bag today and also had one yesterday, too.
All this aggressive running on the base path has resulted in a 3-1 lead. First pitch to Marejo. Runner goes. Pitch called a strike. Throw through. Not in time, and the double steal. Tommy Hawk scores. Second time a Hillcat has taking advantage of the double steal to cross home, and you blink it, it's 4-1.
Well, Hawk, or check that, Francisco, I believe, was on the other end of the double steal back in the second, too. Check that, no, he was not. It was Cesarini and Barrett Reebok. But that's the second stolen bag for him today, and now this could start to get out of hand for the Sox here with a base knock.
0-1 to Marejo, and first home plate umpire calls time. Pitch clock violation against Kerwin. It's 1-1. I mean, this is starting to get dicey.
Yeah, and Marejo's looked silly twice today on two strikeouts where he kind of half-heartedly swung. And hitting just south of 310 now is somebody that absolutely can run into one. Got to be careful here. Base it now can make it a 5-1 game.
Ball and a strike. Kerwin deals. And it misses. Gets off the mitt of Muset. An extra free 90 for Francisco. He's to third.
I still just can't get over how perfectly executed that stolen base. They may have called a hit and run on that play, too. Where Alcantara was playing in, he's going to steal the bag. And with him covering, it may have been a hit and run. And if so, I mean, that's as perfectly executed as it gets. That set the tone of the inning. And things have just unraveled since.
Still nobody out. Runner off a third. Two balls and a strike for Marejo. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high heat. 2-2. I mean, how much of that do you think is happenstance and how much is straight strategy? Because it's not easy to poke it the opposite way like that.
And a hit and run is not crazy common anymore in baseball like it used to be.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Much needed strikeout. And it's the first out here in the fifth.
But that was your classic, perfectly executed hit and run. You send the crashing fielder to the bag when he wasn't going to throw him out anyways. Like, the reason he took off, too, is because he was so far off the third base bag. And once he did, because of how the Sox had shifted, there was nobody even close to that ball on the left side. There was nobody really even standing on the left side at that point, other than Alcantara at the third base bag. Arias was behind the bag at second. Zanatello was in the hole at on the right side, I should say. And you just line one to where the shortstop typically is playing. And I still can't get over that play. I mean, that set the tone in this game and in this inning, too. And Hillcats now an opportunity to add on even more, already with a three-run advantage.
Well, the runner is 90 feet away from a fifth run for Lynchburg. They've tallied six hits. The Red Sox have three. And digging in from the left side is the dangerous Christian Knapchek, who's homered this series. Righty on lefty, infield playing in. First pitch on the way. Fastball outside, 1-0. you know, Lynchburg's hitting numbers, Carter, just feel a little bit more eye-popping as well. You got a handful of guys above 300, towards 300, just below 300. Napchick hitting 258. Waddell, he swings and lifts it back towards us to the right. 1-1. He's sitting at 39 RBI looking for number 40 with a runner off of third.
Well, the Hillcats are hitting 250 as a team, which is the best in the Carolina League. There you go.
1-1.
Second best.
Misses outside. 2-1.
Second best, I'm sorry. 251 are the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but still, they're right there.
What is it in this month, particularly in August?
Let's see.
2-1. Swings and misses through a high fastball. 2-2. That's the beauty about the database.
I know. Give me a sec on that one.
Yeah, we'll get
it.
No worries. Infield in. Two to Knapjack. He swings and lifts it back, fights it off. It remains 2-2. Well, Carter, you know what I am hyped for after the ball game tonight. We're going out to eat at El Rod's.
I know.
I mean, it's one of those, you're so excited for it, you're thinking about it in the middle of the ball game.
Yes, we got Mexican food tonight in Blacksburg.
2-2. Breaking ball downstairs, 3-2. What are you going to get?
Oh, arroz con pollo, of course.
You're going to get the ACP.
That tonight, classes this week starting tomorrow, and then Nashville this weekend for Virginia Tech at Vanderbilt.
I just had to email one of our professors. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hammered straightaway center field. Nellie Taylor has it. Tagging up and coming in to try and score is Francisco. He'll do so with a first slide. 5-1 Lynchburg. Well, Knapchek does his job with the sacrifice fly out to center. And now Lynchburg very much so in control of this ball game with 2 gone in the fifth.
By the way, the Hillcats are hitting 268 in the month of August.
Is that the best in the league?
Let me do some more research.
You should be able to just filter it.
I know. I exited it out. That's my fault.
First pitch to Juan Benjamin. He swings and chops it foul, 0-1.
I think... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just the base is empty. 2 outs here. 5-1 advantage for Lynchburg to reset the table for you. And Benjamin standing in. He is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out.
It is the best in the Carolina League.
There you go. 0-1. This is inside of the backstop. 1-1.
But so you were emailing one of our professors.
I already had to ask to miss the first 2 classes. Got ACC Network Soccer Tuesday night, and then in Nashville Thursday night. 1-1 to Benjamin. Swing and a miss. 1-2. I told him we could take off after. Now, this is one of the professors we're tight with. I don't think I would ask for this exception with a different one. But I told him we could theoretically take off after class on Thursday night, but we wouldn't get out till 5:30. And driving to Nashville starting at 5:30, you're not going to get to Nashville till midnight.
Midnight, yeah. Not
ideal.
6-hour drive.
Not ideal.
So school this week in Virginia Tech Vanderbilt in Nashville for Geo's 21st this weekend.
1-2. He swings and drives it towards the gap right center field. And on the run, making the catch is Diaz for out number 3. Looked like it had a chance to get down. Diaz was all over it. But 3 runs cross in the 5th in Lynchburg. He's up 5-1. Singles from Durango, Tommy Hawk, and Welbin Francisca make it a 5-1 game. And the Red Sox have their work cut out for them after this.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the fifth on a Sunday afternoon here in Salem. 5-1 Lynchburg on top of the Red Sox. Giovanni Heener joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Red Sox ready to go in the order. It's 8-9-1. Marvin Alcantara, Calvin Diaz, and Franklin Arias all set and ready to step up to the plate. Marvin Alcantara so far today. Base hit back in the third. He came around to score after stealing a base. Represents the lone Red Sox run. Calvin Diaz is 0-for-1, and Arias is 1-for-2. Second time through for Marvin Alcantara. And Alfaro on the bump now for the Lynchburg Hillcats, entering his fifth inning of work. Righty on righty. And the first pitch on the way. Fastball misses down and away. The count is 1-0. What to Alcantara, and a fastball misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Well, Lynchburg plated three back in the top of this inning. Made it a 5-1 advantage. Here's the 2-0. He swings and cranks it up the middle, down for a base hit in the center field. Leadoff knock, Marvin Alcantara. He's 2-for-2. He's got two of the four Red Sox hits today. And it sets it up for Calvin Diaz. Like I was saying, Lynchburg plated three in the fifth on three hits, an E2, and a handful of stolen bases by each guy to reach also helped out. First pitch in instead of pickoff over to first. Tommy Hawk, Francisca, and Durango all stole a base after their knock. Sparked a three-run frame. Another pickoff over to first. In there safely once more is Alcantara. He did steal second back in the third. Both him and Brooks Brandon have a stolen base today. First pitch. He swings and lifts it back towards us. Into the seats, 0-1.
Oh, off the railing. I'll tell you what, when it is 90 degrees, or almost 90 degrees, I should say, 87 outside, and it's a day game here, and the sun is shining.
I'm dying.
You got to be a baseball fan to enjoy the game. And there's still a pretty solid crowd here on this Sunday afternoon.
I feel as though I'm actively cooking. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike in her half, 0-2.
You're not even in the sun.
Well, I am right here.
Oh, true. Scoot that chair back.
Can only go back. The cord doesn't reach that far.
You got to bring the, better bring some sunscreen on a Sunday afternoon out here.
No balls, two strikes for Calvin Diaz. Here's the pitch. This is down and away, 1-2. Well, up in Lake County, some dramatics taking place for the Cleveland Guardians organization. Ralphie Velasquez hit his first high A home run. And on top of it, first a 1-2. He swings and lifts it just behind home plate. Chasing underneath it is Thompson. And he makes the catch for the pop out. One away.
By the way, we just witnessed the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Lawyers for the people. Well, the other piece of drama, here's Franklin Arias from the right side. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single back in the third. Runner off of first, one gone, the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Travis Bazana
Yep.
Also hit his second professional homer, but it was in the late stages, a huge ninth inning home run to give him the lead.
First overall pick in this year's MLB draft.
Out of Oregon State, the 1-0. This is outside, 2-0. Crazy how they've produced two number one overall picks in the last, what, 5 years?
Adley Rutschman? Yeah.
That's nuts.
Did Oregon State. On a bingo card? Oregon State has some rich baseball history.
Pick off over to first in there safely. This is Alcantara.
Can you name one? I'll give you a hint. We mentioned him the other day. There is a former Oregon State Beaver that won two World Series with the Red Sox in 07 and 13.
2-0 misses high. 2-1.
Was a key part. Was a key part of those two teams. Played at Oregon State.
Which World Series were they?
07 and 13.
First to 3-0. Get me over strike is in there. It's 3-1. What position?
Center field.
Well, that should help to give it away there. 3 balls and a strike for Franklin Arias. And the pitch. This is upstairs. 5-pitch walk for Arias. Jackie Bradley Jr. No, I'm just kidding.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yes.
Wore number 46 in 07 and then wore number 2 in 13.
That's quite the switch up.
It is the switch up.
It's like Brooks Brannan going from the number 3 to the number 5. For this playoff push.
Xander, yes. Xander Bogaerts wore a different, I think he wore 72 before switching to number 2 with the Red Sox.
Really? Didn't Jaren Duran switch his number 2?
He might have too. He might have too.
I think he did. I think he started in 47. Now I'm not sure what.
I'll look it up.
Oh, mound visit comes to a close. Opportunity for the Sox to strike here. First and second. One gone.
Let's see if we can find it. Got a new pitcher, by the way, as well. We can stay here. Donovan Zach. New pitcher. Lefty out of Rutgers. Was an 8th-round pick here in 2024 by the Cleveland Guardians. Jaren Duran, numbers.
Second time Zach has thrown this week. Has a 4.5 ERA. Just his 4th outing at the single-A level. Pitched an inning the other night in the series opener. Surrendered 2 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Here's Nizan Zanatello from the right side. First and second for the Sox. Trying to strike in the home half of the 5th, trailing at 5-1. First pitch. This is downstairs, 1-0.
I'm trying to find Jaren Duran.
Well, I know he wore 47 at one point.
Okay.
And I'm 100% sure he switched his number. Swung on and missed with a fastball, and the count even up at 1-1 for Zanatello.
MLB debut. I'm going to assume that you're correct because I'm having trouble finding it.
1-1. Called his strike at the top of the zone. 1-2.
That's right. He wore number 40.
Okay, 40.
Number 40 is what he wore. I remember that.
And, of course, now in the 16.
Zion Zanatello wearing the number 2.
That's got some click to it. 1-2. He swings and dribbles it left side. Scooped up by Benjamin. Could be 2. Steps on 3rd. Throw to 1st in time. Inning-ending double play. 5-3 unassisted double play if you're keeping it at home. And it Still 5-1 Lynchburg, top of the sixth after this in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're hanging out on a Sunday afternoon here in Salem. 5-1 Lynchburg on top of the Red Sox. Top of the sixth, we got our salute to service taking place with a good crowd on hand for a Sunday. The sun is beaming down. It is hot out here at the yard. And on the bump for his now fifth inning award, Danny Kerwin, the righty, coming in for the starter, JoJo Ingracia, who went just one frame, fresh off the injured reserve list. They're kind of easing JoJo back into things, and it's been Kerwin's ball game through the middle. Here's Barrett Reebok in the first pitch. He swung on and missed. Gave him a breaking ball downstairs. It's 0-1. So in the order for the Hillcats, it goes 7-8-9. Barrett Reebok, Bennett Thompson, Luis Durango. Righty on lefty. Kerwin deals, 0-1. He swings and dribbles it right side of the infield. Scooped up Zanatello, and he hurls it to first in time for out number one. Well, three pitches, one down for Danny Kerwin, and it brings up Bennett Thompson. Sorry, Carter.
No, a nice start for Danny Kerwin. We saw Connor Steinball loosening down the left field line as well earlier. So we'll see how much longer Kerwin goes. This is his fifth inning of work after JoJo Ingracia got the start. Clearly trying to just work JoJo back in there, and then Kerwin will be a big, big bulk guy in this one. And then you'll piece it together on the back end.
Ready on lefty now with Thompson back in. He is 0 for 2. Pair of ground outs both to the left side of the infield. First pitch, he lays down a bunt back up the middle, scooped up on two hops by Kerwin, lobs it to first in time, two away.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe not.
Well, yes, I think there is, but the home plate umpire, I don't know if we pull the bingo card out. The home plate umpire, Richie Arredondo, said that he laid the bunt down outside of the box. So he was out before the lob was even there to first. Here comes Jordan Smith. I don't know why it would matter, though, at this point, because the out was recorded. I believe that's what the call was. They said
he just straight slap bunted it like softball.
Like in softball, yeah. And so Richie Arredondo said he was out of the box. Which I honestly, I think that's a put out to Andrew Musick. So I think it's two unassisted is how you score it. But again, the bingo card is full this way.
The bingo card has never been so loaded. First pitch is taken high and in for a fastball strike. Wow, I thought that one was out, and it looked like it came back in. It did. Durango looks at strike one. It's nothing and one. And the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Misses high. 1-1. Have you ever seen the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes, I love that show growing up.
I love that show as well. I don't know what you're talking about growing up. I may or may not put it in the background
from time to time
even today.
I still would cue it up every now and then.
1-1. He swings and dribbles it foul. Left side. 1-2.
I just mean like high school. That was
sure.
A show that I always watched.
Sure. I will say, I don't watch the show without Joe. All the old episodes are on HBO Max, I believe. Or I guess it's called Max now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. The 1-2, he swings and tips it foul. Stays alive, 1-2. But anyways, have you ever seen that one where the punishment for Sal is they make him go in and to the bingo hall and pretend he has bingo, and all the old ladies get so mad at
that
him.
That show is so funny.
1-2. Fastball is drilled. Good thing it's foul because it's going and hitting the Roanoke Star. 1-2, it stays.
That show is hilarious. Like
it
a
is.
Funny,
it's
funny
it's
show.
It's a fantastic television program.
It just, for those who don't know, it puts, it's like four college buddies, I think.
Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball rings him up on the inner half, strike three. Kerwin's getting comfortable. Sits him down in three in the sixth. And we roll on to the home half after this. 5-1, Lynchburg in front.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Rocking and rolling on a Sunday evening here in Salem. 5-1, Lynchburg in front, and the Red Sox ready to go 3-4-5 in the order. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brandon, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And we thank you for choosing to spend your Sunday afternoon with us. The Red Sox trying to win this series here tonight. They lead it 3-2, looking for a fourth victory over the Hillcats in 6 afternoons. But their backs are against the wall, trailing by 4 runs. Got to get the offense going, being out hit 6-4, and one Red Sox error has not helped either. Jervis Alfaro is done, and Zach is on the bump, and the first pitch is rocketed high into the air by Antonio Anderson, popped up right side of the infield. Long run for Knapchek, but he's there to make the catch for out number one. Pop out to the second baseman, sits down double A on the first pitch, and what do we got here, Carter? What is this?
Well, I think we're playing a game up here in the press box. We're guessing what time the game is going to end.
That's a terrible idea. That's a horrible idea. Here's the first pitch to Brooks Brand, and he swings and dribbles
it
foul.
I said that out loud. That sounds so bad, Will. Come on. What are we doing here?
That is a terrible idea because we're going to jinx it, and we're going to play 17 innings.
So, Will, you said 5:47? Okay. Mike said 6:04. It's 4:47 on the East Coast. Bottom six. Right now, the home team is losing, so you're going to play a bottom of the ninth as of now.
Here's the 0-1 to Brandon. Breaking ball hammered. Left side snatched out of the air by Benjamin. What a snare for out number two.
But now you have two outs. By the way, Juan Benjamin has played a nice third base. Caught a couple right out of the air. Line drives right into his mitt.
Poor Brooks, man. That thing was hit 104 off the bat. That extra base is written all over it.
I feel like this is a bad omen, me guessing the time, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to guess midnight. That way something different happens. Nellie Taylor watches a pitch go high and in for a ball, 1-0. Nellie Taylor Jr., 0-2 today, a strikeout and a pop out. All right, now it's my turn to play. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. You guys are 5 years old. You know that? You got some caricatures on the paper. Here's the 1-1 in Ellie Taylor. Fastball down and in, 2-1. This is what they worried about when they said, I guess we got to let three college kids run the press box. this is exactly what they were talking
about. Will's starting school tomorrow, too. We're all going back to school tomorrow. Got class.
Back to school. We got to send our moms the back to school picture.
I know.
For the last time ever, 2-1. Breaking ball downstairs, 3-1. I will not do grad school. I won't do it.
Nope. Well, my mom said yesterday, she said, you know you're going to send me a first day of school pic, right? And I was like, of course. Of course. So what's your guess with that piece?
You went 544.
Yeah.
3-1. Misses inside, trickles to the backstop. And Nelly able to work the five-pitch walk. Two-out base runner for the Sox in the sixth. Well, now they got a base runner. I don't want to pick the same time as anybody else.
Yeah,
did.
I wanted to go original.
Well, what do I win if I win this?
Yeah, it's the prize, William.
Free bucket of popcorn? I think we could talk to Barb. I think we get a free bucket of popcorn.
Well, here you go, my friend. Here's a free bucket right here.
Oh, thanks, Clark.
Would you like some popcorn, Will?
Here's Andrew Musit from the right side. First pitch. He cranks this one left side of the infield. Scooped up Francisca. Three steps. Lob to first. In time for out number three. All right. Runner stranded at first to Nelly Taylor Jr. 5-1. Lynchburg in front. And the final time that I'm writing down on this paper for when this ball game will end, I'm going to say 5:52.
Okay.
That's untaken at this point. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
All right. Top of the seventh after this in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh on a Sunday in Salem, 5-1. Lynchburg in front and ready to go at the top of the order, 1-2-3. Tommy Hawk, Welvin Francisca, and Luis Marejo all set to dig in. How is Luis Durango up? I have him down. I wrote it in wrong. It goes 9-1-2. It's a Sunday. First pitch, breaking ball down and in. The count now 1-0. I wrote the entire last inning out of order, Carter. I wrote it. I skipped Ryan Cesarini in the scoring.
I did too, actually.
How is that possible? He launches this one to the gap left center. No problem for Nelly. One down.
Interesting. I actually did the exact same thing.
Did he just sneak an extra at bat? Nah, there's no way.
Nah.
It up for Tommy Hawk. This time, I promise, it's at the top of the order. And the first pitch. Breaking ball runs downstairs. It's 1-0. And the 1-0 called a strike, top of the zone, 1-1. New pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox, Connor Steinbaugh, comes in for Danny Kerwin. And he deals 1-1. Fastball downstairs, 2-1.
Final line for Danny Kerwin. He went for the Salem Red Sox. Here we go.
pulling it up. He went five innings, five hits, five runs, four were earned, three strikeouts to a walk.
2-1 to Hawk. He swings and rockets it deep to left field, playable for Rose, and he's there for out number two.
Three strikeouts to a walk. Season ERA is up to 3.39, I should say. But he goes five innings in relief, backing up JoJo and Gracia, who tossed a scoreless frame fresh off the IL back in the first. His season ERA is down to 1.99.
There you go. Here's Welbin Francisca from the left side in the first pitch. Fastball clips the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1.
Two for three today. Two singles, two stolen bases as well. Been a big part of this contest.
Swing and a miss once more. It's quickly 0-2 with two gone, nobody on. 5-1 Lynchburg lead here in the seventh.
Big part of this game. Average up to, in his fourth week at single A, up to 356, which is pretty incredible, all things considered.
Breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-2.
Switch hitter. Hits for average. Plays a nice shortstop. I mean, he made an awesome play defensively today behind the second base back.
And the 1-2. He swings and knifes it foul. 1-2. It stays for Francisca.
Six hits for Lynchburg. Salem has four. He's got two of them. Tommy Hawk with one. And then Luis Durango, Ryan Cesarini, Barrett Reebok, all with one apiece.
Francisca, two hits today. He looks at ball two upstairs, evens it up.
Marvin Alcantara, two hits for the Red Sox. Brooks Brannon, a single. Franklin Arias, a single. There is yet to be an extra base hit. Actually, all in this game. Not one extra base hit. How about that?
Foul tip. Gets right to home plate umpire and Richie Arredondo. Looks like got hit with that, and immediately here comes the training staff.
I don't know what it hit, but immediately he went down, and Andrew Musitt signaled to the third base dugout.
Seems to be all right.
Oh, it chopped. It chopped right into the underneath portion of his mask. And he still held up a foul ball sign. He still signaled it was a foul ball. That's a trooper right there.
Yeah.
Get him some water. It was a chopper right behind home plate that you see it happen every so often. It just kind of hopped up underneath his mask and into the throat area.
Yeah, it's scary.
And it can't feel good. It'll take some time to take a couple deep breaths and sip of water, and hopefully it'll be okay. But he still said foul ball, even after
yeah,
it hit him.
That was impressive. Give this man a promotion.
I know. Yeah, he's pointing at. Yeah, there you go, right there. Smile on his face, too. Pointing at his throat area to Andrew Musitt.
Well, back to baseball we go. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Nobody on for Welbin Francisca here in the top of the seventh. 5-1. Lynchburg in front. Two, two. Misses downstairs. Fills it up 3-2.
Well, just in case, Luis Marejo is on deck, and he is somebody who I'm sure is dying for another AB because he has three strikeouts today, and all three times he has been outmatched, which is a rarity for him.
Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with the breaking ball downstairs and faces the minimum here in the seventh. 5-1, Sox trail. We go to the bottom of the seventh. After this, it's safe.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the seventh on a Sunday afternoon here in Salem. Sox trail by four. It's 5-1 in favor of the Hillcats as they look to salvage the split in the series. The Red Sox going to have to do some work if they want to win a fourth out of six. Giovanni Heeter going alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, the Red Sox got to get things going a little bit offensively. Haven't scored a run since that lone run in the third. And they've not been in scoring position since Marvin Alcantara was at second back in the fifth.
No, they haven't. And again, not an extra base hit today. You know, the Franklin Arias RBA single was really it. And that was, to your point, in that third inning. And for them, this is a team that now, between the last 2 days, has just six combined hits and just one extra base hit. It was the Brooks Brandon triple in the ninth yesterday. So trying to get something going offensively, and it comes after a Friday night in which you had 13 hits.
From the right side, it's Caden Rose, and he launches the first pitch on a pop-up just out of the infield, directly up the middle. Underneath it, Christian Knapcheck. He makes the catch for out number one.
Ward Quellen Vasquez, also the new pitcher on the bump for the Hillcats. Second time we've seen him this week.
That's what you usually get on a Sunday, a handful of familiar faces. And Marvin Alcantara will face him for the second time this week. He stands in from the right side of the first pitch. It's a fastball snaring the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Marv 2-for-2 today. One of the bright spots for the Red Sox. Vasquez deals, 0-1. Breaking ball, ripped to the right side, foul. 0-2.
Well, he's been the lone spark offensively for the Red Sox here this afternoon. Final Sunday 3:05 game. And Salem this season, 6 on the road coming up against the Shorebirds.
Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball chopped to the left side of the infield. Now it's foul. 0-2, it'll stay.
And then you got 6 more at home against the Cannonballers, but a weirder week because you play on Monday for Labor Day at 4:05. Second Monday game of the season for the Sox.
0-2 to Marv. Breaking ball dips back down into the zone. Struck him out looking, and there's two away.
And then you come back, you play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday is normal. And then Sunday, instead of the 3:05 game, you're going to play at 1 o'clock, regular season finale. And the way things are shaking out right now kind of feels like it's going to come down to that last weekend for the postseason push.
First pitch to Calvin Diaz, swung through and missed with a breaking ball, 0-1.
Speaking of that postseason push, the Red Sox, again with a victory.
Swing and a miss once again on the 0-1, make it 0-2.
They're two back in first place right now. With a win and a Fredericksburg loss, they'll be a game back. And if they lose this one, they need to hope that the Fireflies absolutely take care of the Frednats, or else they fall to three back. Well, Columbia and Fredericksburg, they start up in just about 5 minutes down in Columbia.
0-2. This is downstairs, 1-2. Jeez. A 5 o'clock Sunday
game. 5 o'clock Sunday game.
And that's a long trip from Columbia back up to Fredericksburg. That's brutal.
I know. Kannapolis and Fayetteville also starting up at 5. So does Myrtle Beach and Charleston.
1-2. Dribbled to the right side of the infield. Scooped up Marejo. He takes it to first himself for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down in the 7th go the Sox. And we roll to the 8th, trailing 5-1.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth on a Sunday here in Salem, 5-1. Lynchburg in front. Now ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. 5-1 to the Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in Game 6 of the six-game set. The Hillcats in search of a series split. Meanwhile, the Red Sox with a victory will win the six-game set. 3-4-5 it goes in the Hillcats order. Luis Marejo, Christian Knapcheck, and Juan Benjamin, as Connor Steinball will toe the rubber for a second inning of work, and it goes righty on righty to start the fray. Now, Marejo is hitting 303 on the year, but he's 0-for-3 today with three strikeouts, and all three of them, he's looked quote-unquote silly, if you will. First pitch, righty and righty matchup, winds and fires, breaking ball misses high and in, and the count begins at 1-0. So taking you around the Carolina League, well, two games have already gone final. Delmarva wins it 5-4 over the Down East Wood Ducks in Kinston. 1-0, wave and a miss. Evens up the count of 1-1. The Carolina Mudcats, they win it 7-5 over the Augusta Green Jackets at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. 1-1. Winds and fires. High and in on the fastball, and it moves the count to 2-1. Actually, if the Fred Nats win, and actually regardless of what Fredericksburg does, if Salem loses now today, technically the Mudcats will have jumped them for second place in the standings as well. 2-1, he swings and rips it down the right field line, but this will trickle foul, and it evens up the count of 2-2. So those two games have gone final. This is the only game currently in action. Lynchburg on top 5-1, and actually Kannapolis and Fayetteville a pitch in. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? And he did not. The breaking ball in the dirt as the count fills up at 3-2. So there are two pitches in now in Fayetteville. Scoreless down at Seeger Stadium. And then about to get underway is Myrtle Beach and Charleston and Fredericksburg and Columbia. Sox are hoping for Fred Nat's losses. 3-2. Winds and fires. He swings, ropes the left side on hop-out contra to his feet. Throws the first, and the scoop is not there by Brandon on the other end. He made a fantastic snatching grab on the hop, did Marvin Alcantara. Jolted to his feet, threw to first, and for 99% of the play, Brandon had scooped it, and it kind of came loose at the last possible second.
Yeah, tough play here, and Brandon definitely frustrated with himself on it. Nobody more frustrated than him, right? That's just the kind of player he is. I'm sure we'll find a way to make up for it.
First pitch to Knapcheck, winds and fires, high and away it goes as the count starts at 1-0. So that's an infield single for Marejo, and he hit it hard off the bat. And Knapcheck stands in 0-2. The 1-0, high and away on the breaking ball that didn't break. And it's now 2-0. Sack fly for Christian Knapcheck back in the fifth. It made it a 5-1 contest. That's where we currently stand. 2-0. Inside on the fastball. And it shifts the count to 3-0. So my point with the Fredericksburg game, and now they are officially underway, The problem for the Sox, though, and it's baseball, so you never know, but 3-0, and it's a high and away fastball for ball four. So a leadoff single and a four-pitch walk sets the table for Juan Benjamin with runners at first and second and nobody down. Problem, though, for the Sox is Travis Sikora is pitching for the Fred Nats. Now the third-best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, and he is just torn up single A as of late. First and second, nobody down. Here's Benjamin. First pitch from the belt. Misses high and away again, and it's now 1-0. Steinball trying to once again find the zone. Five straight out of the zone. And Benjamin has a strikeout, a bounce out, and a flyout. 1-0. Comes to third base side. Glance to second. And offers. He swings and fists it foul down the third base line. Evens up the count at 1-1. Looking at the standings as a whole, again, it's going to be at this point Fredericksburg or Salem who will get that second spot in the postseason with the Carolina Mudcats. In the South, the Kannapolis Cannonballers won the first half of play, and they're not even in the postseason. Well, they're not even in the picture, I should say, to win the second half crown. But they're in, and they likely probably are going to get either the Charleston River Dogs, who have a three-game lead, 1-1, inside on the fastball, top of the zone, and it moves to count to 2-1. They're likely going to get the River Dogs, who have a three-game lead over the Columbia Fireflies. So either the Fireflies or the River Dogs will get that second spot. 2-1. Aims and rips. He swings and rips it straight away center. To his right, Nelly Taylor on the run makes the catch for out number one. Nelly Taylor has such a gazelle-like speed that he actually caught that ball essentially in straightaway left in front of Caden Rose. And there's the first out of the frame. And here comes Juan Rivera, pitching coach for the Salem Sox.
Well, we're no stranger to knowing how much ground he can cover out there.
No.
Been doing it all year.
Brings up Ryan Cesarini. Today for the starting left fielder for the Hillcats. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Also a single. I was back in the second, and he scored a run on the double steal attempt. A tag team effort from Cesarini and Barrett Raybach, who awaits on deck. Well, Richie Arredondo comes out to interrupt the meeting at the top of the bump as Rivera retreats back to the third base dugout. Connor Steinball so far today. An inning and a third, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. It went JoJo Ingracia, Danny Kerwin, and Connor Steinball. First pitch from the bell. Hawaiians and fires. In the dirt it goes, and what a stop by Musit. Throw to second. Not in time. Arias covering the second base bag. And getting a little aggressive is Luis Marejo, but he scampers back in safely, and the count's 1-0. Moreo at second, Knapchek at first. 1-0 from the bell, kicks and deals. Misses low and in, and it's now 2-0. The Red Sox are wrapping up their season series with the Hillcats here this afternoon. Game number 24 between these two sides. 2-0, winds and fires. Inside it goes again. And it's now 3-0. Lynchburg had won 10 of the first 12. Currently, they've won 15 of the 23 meetings. 3-0, taking for a strike, top of the zone, as Cesarini was taking all the way. And it moves the count to 3-1. Two for the Hillcats in the second. The Sox got a run on Franklin Arias' RBI single in the third. And then Lynchburg with three in the fifth. 3-1.
He swings, chops to right side, charging Zanatello. Gloves, throws to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Fielder's choice. As Cesarini reaches, Knapcheck retired. And on to third, Marejo. There's two down for Barrett Reebok. Starting right fielder for the Hillcats is 1-for-3. He singled in the second. Was also a part of that double steal attempt that scored Cesarini from the third base bag, made it 1-0, and the Hillcats, quite frankly, haven't looked back. Also lined out to Nizan Zitatello, and he tried to lay a bunt down back to the bump and was called out for throw to first, not in time. Tried to lay a bunt down. It was right back to the bump. He was going to be out of first anyway. But they said that, and Richie Arredondo said that he made contact with the ball while outside of the box. So that's an out. First pitch, runner takes off from first. It misses high and in. Throw down to second, not in time. And, oh, they got him at the second base back. Franklin Ari says they have him. They do. Cesarini can't believe it. Frank Jones says he's out. And a potential third double steal attempt is wiped by the wayside. As coming in to score, Marejo is denied. And we head to the home half of the eighth in Salem with the Sox still trailing by 4. 5-1, Salem trails. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Top of the order for the Sox, it goes 1-2-3 with Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson as Ward Quellen Vasquez toes the rubber for his second inning of work. Toss to scoreless seventh, and here's Arias from the right side. First pitch, he winds and fires, and it's called a strike inside corner of the knees. Fastball piercing the inside edge, and the count starts at nothing and one. A walk and a ribby single for Franklin Arias. And the 0-1, he swings and fists it foul down the right field line. Quickly, it's nothing at 2. That was RBI number 16 for Franklin Arias. At the single-A level, was mashing above 350 in the FCL when he was promoted to Salem the second to last week of July, and is hitting 223 at the single-A spot. 0-2, he swings, chops at third base side, charging Benjamin, gloves at the hip, throws across to first, it's in time. One Benjamin at the hot corner has been sizzling on this Sunday afternoon. It's a 5-3 putout, and here's Nizan Zanatello.
He's been hot. I mean, he's been really impressive defensively, and, you know, if you're Lynchburg, you're looking to keep the Sox without giving them any glimmer of hope.
First pitch, inside it goes on the fastball, and the count starts at 1-0.
We've seen what one big swing or one shift of momentum can do in this series.
Yeah.
Night in and night out, so Lynchburg trying to have the first dominant win.
1-0, called a strike, evens up the count at 1-1.
Yeah, that's actually very true. The great part about this week, and again, we touched on it multiple times, but we've seen everything this week. Like this, if you're a baseball fan and you got a chance to watch all six of these games, what a treat. What a treat. You've had three walk-offs this week. One on a walk-off balk. 1-1. He swings and rips it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. Two hopping into the mid of Luis Durango in straightaway center. One out single for Nizan Zenizelo. He's now 1-for-3. And here's Antonio Anderson.
Good to see Nizan tally a hit here, see if it can spark something with double A up at the dish.
You saw a walk-off balk on Tuesday. Walk-off single in a back-and-forth game on Thursday. On Wednesday, we can't forget, even though it was a loss, that game was 3-2. First pitch misses low and away. Count begins at 1-0.
Until last night, every game had been separated by one run.
True. Yes. Fantastic point. 1-0. Comes to third base side. Wyans and fires. Called a strike. Clipping the inside edge. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Well, and even on Wednesday, like, it was 3-2 going to the bottom of the ninth, and Nizan Zenizelo barely missed tying the game with a solo homer. Hits off the top of the wall.
That was crazy.
1-1. He swings and rips it straightaway center. Durango on the run to his right, and he makes the catch. No, he dropped it at the last minute. Zenizelo racing for third. Throw cut off. This is likely going to be a one-out double for Antonio Anderson. Durango kicking the turf in frustration, had the baseball until he made contact with the ground, and at the last second it popped out.
We said don't give the Sox life.
Here's the replay. Look at this.
I wouldn't be shocked if that turns into an error.
For now, they're scoring it a double for double A, and now second and third for Brooks Brennan. First pitch. He winds and fires. Breaking ball, caught a strike. Top of the zone. Count starts at nothing and one. Kind of a little bit of an adventure for Luis Durango. Like the sun got in his way. 0-1. Swing and a tipper. Into the mitt of Bennett Thompson. And it's quickly nothing and two. But Nizan Zenizelo on Wednesday, by mere inches, misses tie of the game. Colin Schulke comes out of the pen for the Hillcats, and the tie and run is left in scoring position.
They left it in scoring position the inning before as
yep.
well.
0-2, he chops it foul, first base side. Brooks stays alive. Well, and then Thursday happened, which we touched on, and then Friday you have that back-and-forth contest. The Sox put up a three spot in the bottom of the eighth. You think the game's over, and then a three spot for the Hillcats ties it up. And then in the bottom of the ninth, first the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Went with the breaking ball. Brooks Gaze for the first time today. Second strikeout for Vasquez. And there's two down for Nellie Taylor Jr. They put up the three spot in the top of the inning. And then the bottom of the ninth, Nizan Zenizelo wins it on an RBI single, but some miscommunication out in shallow right center field. First pitch to Nellie Taylor Jr., and instead Vasquez steps off. A pop up to the right side. Christian Knapchek had ranged back, was called up by Cesarini. Didn't realize it. The two collided, and the ball fell in. Wins the game. First pitch. Wines and fires. Misses load away, and the count starts at 1-0. Second and third, two down. The 1-0. He swings, smashes it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. One run scores. Zenizelo stops at third, and Nellie Taylor Jr. has an RBI single to make it 5-2.
Big swing for Nellie. Keeps the Sox in it. Within three, got to see if they can bring in at least one more here with a runner off at third.
So all of a sudden, it brings up the tying run as here comes Tony Arnold, the pitching coach. This is still a ball game. And to the point about how the week is gone, who knows what we're going to see in the remainder of this contest. But a line drive single off the barrel of Nelly Taylor Jr.'s bat at 92. It scored Nizan Zitatello from second. Antonio Anderson then moved to third. And we now have a three-run ball game.
Far from over if you can bring one in here.
And Ozzie Chavez, to his credit, was all over Antonio Anderson saying, let's hold up. Most times you're going to see a base hit like that score two runs. But Durango was playing shallow in center, and it was hit so hard that you don't want to take the chance down three runs in this situation. Musit is 0-3. He looks to third. Long look in, and here's his first pitch. High and inside it goes on the slider, and the count begins at 1-0. 7 hits for the Hillcats. 6 for the Red Sox. 1 ball, no strikes. Curls and unfurls. High and outside. Wind fastball climbing the ladder. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes. Just in case, Caden Rose is on deck. 2-0 from the bell. Winds and fires. Breaking ball that just misses a hair inside by the littlest of margins. And all of a sudden, it's now 3-0 on Musit. Anderson at third, Taylor at first, and the 3-0. High and inside on the fastball. And there's ball four.
Well, that's huge now. Now they're loaded.
So the tie-in run is aboard, and now all of a sudden the go-ahead run is at the plate in the form of Caden Rose, who's rehabbing from High A Greenville. What an opportunity here. Bases, juice, 2 down. First pitch. He winds and fires. He swings, lifts it into right center field. It's down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Taylor. Throw goes to second, now to third. Not in time. It gets away momentarily. It's a two-run double for Caden Rose, and it's now 5-4.
Exactly what you needed, and all of a sudden, if you can do it one more time, you might be in a position to win this thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all of a sudden, here's Marvin Alcantara, a single could give the Sox the lead.
And he's 2-for-3.
And 2 singles up the middle. Righty on righty matchup. Musit at third, Rose at second. First pitch. He curls and unfurls. He swings, rips it into right center. Durango to his left on the run is called off, and the catch is made by Barrett Reebok.
Just underneath it.
Well, the Sox have made it interesting. A 3-spot. 2-run double, Caden Rose, Nelly Taylor Jr., RBA single. And we head to the night in Salem, 5-4 at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call,
or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, what do you know? We have a one-run game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-4, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox in game number 6 of this 6-game set. 7-8-9 to go is in the Lynchburg order. Here's Barrett Reebok. First pitch, he muscles it down the left field line, but it will falter foul. And the count starts at 0-1. Reebok today is 1-for-3. Connor Steinbaugh toes the rubber for his third inning of work. A 3-spot for the Red Sox in the bottom of the 8th has made this a ball game once again. Oh, one. Wave and a miss. Had a ball in the dirt. And it's quickly 0-2. In that 8th, 8 guys hit for the Red Sox. Bounce out, single, double, strikeout, Nellie Taylor Jr., RBI single. This is all with 2 outs, too, by the way. A walk, 0-2. He swings and drubs it foul, first base side. Reebok remains alive. Caden Rose rehabbing from the Greenville drive has a 2-run double. That actually was a nice play by Barrett Reebok to cut it off in the right center field alley. 0-2, inside it goes, and it moves the count to 1-2. Because by Rose, or rather, with Reebok cutting it off in right center field, it likely prevented the Red Sox from tying the game. Give Rose 2 RBIs, and then Alcantara flies out to end the fray. 1-2, wave and a miss. Gets away from Musit. Fields on the bare hand, throws to first, and there is the strikeout. Reebok retired on strikes. One out for Connor Steinbaugh, and it brings up Bennett Thompson, the catcher. By the way, that is strikeout number three, on the day for Connor Steinbaugh. It went JoJo and Gracia, Denny Kerwin, and now Connor Steinbaugh as he retrieves a new baseball. And there is a conversation happening between Richie Arredondo now and the Hillcats dugout. Nonetheless, back to baseball. First pitch to Thompson, winds and fires. Swing and a miss through a high fastball. And the count starts at 0-1. Bennett Thompson today is 0-for-3. 2 bounce outs and a strikeout. 0-1. Kicks and deals. He swings, rips it third base side. That's a foul ball, though. And it's 0-2. Well, Thompson, who was just drafted a couple weeks ago in the 13th round out of Oregon, is now 1-for-15 to start his pro career. Seeking to come through here. 0-2, in the dirt it goes, and it moves the count to 1-2. And check that. He is 1-for-17. To start his big league career, or his pro career. 1-2, winds and fires. Check swing, did he go? Doesn't matter. Ring him up, strike three on the outside edge. Back-to-back strikeouts for Connor Steinbaugh. Number 3 on the afternoon. And there's 2 down for Luis Durango.
How about this today, Carter? This is pretty cool. A little unrelated, but Eddie Micheletti.
Grand slam, first professional home run.
And he's playing against Carson DeMartini.
Really?
Yeah.
2 Virginia Tech guys just down the road playing single-A baseball. Here's Durango. First pitch. Fastball just misses trimming the outside edge. And the count starts at 1-0.
They each went yard in the game. How about that? Hammer and Hokies doing it at a higher level.
I know. 1-0. Fastball runs outside. 2-0. Durango 1-for-3. A fly out. A single and a strikeout. Caught looking back in the 6th against Denny Kerwin. 2 balls, no strikes. Kixon Diaz. He swings, punches it up the middle, back in, it's up by Steinbaugh, flips to first, and what a play. Round number three. Short hopped into his mitt on the top of the bump, and the Sox have an opportunity to tie it or maybe walk it off for the fourth time this week. 5-4, Salem trails as we step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Final breath for the Salem Red Sox here in the home half of the night at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Sox trail 5-4 against the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 9-1-2 for the Sox. Kelvin Diaz, Franklin Arias, and Isaiah Zanetello as Ward Quellen Vasquez looks to slam the door after surrendering a 3-spot in the home half of the 8th. Diaz, who will trudge in, is 0-for-3 today. A flyout, a pop-up, and a bounce-out. Starting right fielder for the Salem Red Sox. Ward Quellen Vasquez toes the rubber. Third inning of work for the righty. And here's the first pitch. He rocks and fires. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. Breaking ball in the dirt. And Frank Jones says no, sir. Count starts at 1-0. Vasquez today. First the 1-0. Rocks and fires. Fastball just misses outside. And it's now 2-0. Three hits, three runs, none were earned. Two strikeouts and a walk. The 2-0. He swings, rips it third base side, but into the mitt of Juan Benjamin. For the fourth time today, a line drive right at the Hillcats starting third baseman. He snares it with ease, and there's one down.
He's been ready to roll. That's unfortunate, right? Because that really could have set the table with nobody out.
Back to the top. Here's Franklin Arias. Righty on righty matchup. And the first pitch. High and away goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Arias is 1-for-3 today. RBA single. And a walk. 1-0. Wines and fires. Inside it goes, a breaking ball that dances Arias out of the way as it creeped up towards the upper echelon of his shoulder area, and it's now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, comes at third base side, and offers way outside, and it's now 3-0. You cannot walk Franklin Arias if you're Ward Quellen Vasquez. It is something that has got the Sox back in games all week long. 3-0. Called a strike. Inside edge. 93 on the gun. And it moves the count to 3-1. Sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. And the 3-1. Just misses low and away. And there's ball four. A one-out five-pitch walk. The tying run now aboard. And it gives Nizan Zanetello an opportunity. Nizan Zanetello is the winning run. 1-for-3 today. A single up the middle.
And a walk. First pitch. Call it a strike. Fastball out or out. And the count starts at nothing and one. 7 homers on the year for Nizan Zenitello.
Could use one here.
If he goes yard, this ball game is over. Oh, one. Righty deals. He swings and lifts it foul. Down the right field line. Quickly, nothing and two. I take you back to Wednesday night. 3-2, the Sox were trailing. Designs the tying run. And he hits the ball off the very top of the wall in left center field. The 0-2. Curls and unfurls. Misses low and away. And it's now 1-2.
Do you think about running here at all, Carter?
It's tough with the winning run at the plate. But Arias can run.
He's quick.
The 1-2. And time's called. Also important to note, the Sox tried that earlier in the game
and
got doubled up on a line drive.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes to Nizan Zenitello. Ward Quelling Vasquez on the buff. They're out of first. Not in time. They had that same thought.
Yeah.
Ari's back in safely. Starting second baseman for the Salem Red Sox. Wearing the number 2 in the home whites. One ball, two strikes. And the righty deals. High and away it goes. Gets away. Off to second goes Arias. And he's there standing up. A wild pitch at the most opportune of times for the Red Sox. And the most inopportune for the Hillcats as the tying run is now in scoring position. It's 2-2.
Yeah, that was the last thing you wanted if you're Lynchburg, gifting him that extra 90.
The 2-2. And the righty deals. Misses outside on the slider. And the count fills up at 3-2. Antonio Anderson lurks in the on-deck circle. Franklin Arias dances off a second. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Glance to second. Comes set. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and he chased ball 4. A high fastball he swung through. Big time strikeout for Vasquez. And the Sox are down to their final out.
Yeah, and Nizan frustrated there. Now it's set up for Anderson, but the pressure on a little bit.
1-for-4 today. He doubled into left center back in the 8th. Righty on lefty matchup. You're not gonna do it. And he offers. He swings, rips it into right center. Durango on the run, at the track, at the wall, and he holds it in, crashing up against the wall to end the game. 101 off the bat, 377 to right center, and Luis Durango saves this one for the Hillcats as they split the 6-game set with the Salem Red Sox.
I got to tell you, off the bat, Carter, I thought it had a chance to leave or at least hit off the wall. And heck of a play by Durango to end the ball game. You go back to that tough one that Nizan chases high and away. And, you know, you wish you had that one back, would have set it up first and second. But that's baseball. And do it again next week on the road before one more homestand.
Well, the Sox fall 5-4. In game 6 of this 6-game set, as the Lynchburg Hillcats will split the 6-game series after winning both the Saturday and the Sunday afternoon contests. Well, Fredericksburg and Columbia underway. If the Frednets win, the Sox will be 3 back of first. If they lose, they'll remain 2 back of first. Still 12 games left to go in the 2024 season. You got 6 on the road against Delmarva. And then you come back for 6 against Kannapolis to close the door in 2024. By the way, Frednets and the Fireflies are tied at 1, going
into the third. Well, we'll be gone for the week as the Sox hit the road for Salisbury, Maryland. We'll return next week. Got a six-game set coming up against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Actually back in action on Monday of next week at 4.05 p.m. for a Labor Day afternoon matchup. I'll be solo, likely, for that one. As we work our way back from Nashville for Virginia Tech Vanderbilt this weekend. And then we'll roll on from Wednesday on to close out the 2024 season. So back at it on the road Tuesday, and then here at home 4.05 next Monday here in Salem. We'll be on the air at 3.40 p.m. is when we'll hop on the air as we get ready and set for game one of six in the six-game set between the Red Sox and the Cannonballers. Well, as it hits 5.44, by the way, I believe that's what I wrote down.
Is that what you put?
But I think the game ended at like 5.42, so okay. That's a little – I can't cheat. Well, for everybody in the room to our right, for Will Howe, our video production manager, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Lynchburg Hillcats win it 5-4 over the Salem Red Sox. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.